This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, the Good Day Show on the air with Jay Kirshner and I, picking apart things that are happening around the world, around the country, around your neck of the woods, conversation that matters. A lot of people they equate Donald Trump and what's going on with him to being patriots, and being a patriot means you wave the flag around. Is that really what means? People that put flags on their trucks and their cars, does that make them a patriot? Not in my book.
If you look up the definition of a patriot, it is somebody who loves their country and is willing to go to battle, is willing to fight.
Right. I guess then we have to describe what the fight is, in a manner of speaking. But because today is Flag Day, it's June 14th, there are a lot of do's and don'ts that apply to the flag, to Flag Day, because this is a symbol. The flag is a symbol of our history. It's a symbol of our country. And so we have these stars and stripes. There have been a number of incarnations of the stars and stripes. I think it was back when Woodrow Wilson was president, there was a proclamation that established this as Flag Day. The celebrations usually, sometimes this past weekend there was a Flag Day parade in my town. Maybe there was in your town. That's cool. There are other things that are described as patriotic events. And then we get back to what Jay just said. What is a patriot and what acts are patriotic? I guess it's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder or the ears of the beholder or whatever. President Harry Truman was the president that officially made Flag Day something that we all are called upon to observe. Should it be a national holiday? It sort of is a holiday, but we don't celebrate it by taking time off or not being in school, that sort of thing. But under the circumstances, you look at the flag itself and understand how it's changed over the years. It's pretty amazing. I can remember even in my lifetime when Alaska and Hawaii were added. We used to have 48. They call them, they now call them the 48 states that are the down states, if you will. Alaska was added, I think, in 59, and Hawaii not long after that. The 50th started. I think Hawaii was the 50th, and Alaska was the 49th. But if you look at flags all the way back, I remember the flag in 1959 when that was Alaska being brought in and how the flags changed and how we talked about them. But if you go back and look at the history of the flag back in 1777, it wasn't stars and stripes the way we see them now with the stars in the corner and the numbers. The stars were sort of a semicircle. In 1777, that was the original flag of the United States. And then there was a circle in that square. There was the in January of 1776, there was a flag in the square on the left-hand upper side. Wasn't stars. It was the British flag. How many people remember or even knew that? That was the first American flag had part of a British flag as part of the American. Grand Union flag in the Union Square, there were things that came from the British flag. And so red, white, and blue, understanding the colors and what they mean. I'm not sure that they actually had meaning when it was first adopted. It was just kind of like bright, and that's why they chose it. But then people started thinking, okay, what does red mean? Red stands for valor. White stands for purity. Blue for vigilance. And there were a lot of people who thought that that was the best of early America. We had valor. We were pure in our desire to be independent. And we were vigilant when it came to seeking justice. And I think that's something that a lot of us have. That's why I say, what do you really think it means to be a patriot? A lot of people don't have a clue. They really don't. And then there's the etiquette for the flag itself. This is something a lot of people are not aware of. The flag is supposed to be treated with dignity. You ought to learn this in school.
Oh, yes, yeah. It does not touch the ground.
Nope. Uh-uh. In World War II, Congress created the Flag Code, which provides guidelines for you in terms of displaying the flag, caring for the flag. It should always hang freely, but never with the stars down, unless it's a distress signal. That's been something that's been used. You knew that, Jay, right? If it's upside down, that means there's something wrong. You better go to where the flag is flying to find out what's going on.
And there have been a lot of brands who have had apparel with the U.S. flag on it upside down, and they've taken heat for it because somehow it slipped through the cracks and somebody approved that, and they've usually had to recall that.
No other flag may be flown above or to the right of the U.S. flag except at the U.N., which I find interesting. You can fly the flag at any time, but preferably it's sunrise to sunset, unless there's a special occasion when there is a lot of good light on it. When a flag becomes unfit, it should be destroyed with dignity. That means it should be burned. Never touch the ground. There are lots of rules as to how to fold a flag. I remember watching in my father's funeral how the people that were there folded the flag. Have you got people, those of you who have had folks that died in your family and they had
the triangle.
It's quite a process and a celebration in and of itself. So
it's beautiful.
It is. Yep. It's a beautiful thing. I think it's fabulous. There are a lot of things being done in our country now that are, as we behold them, we wonder how we've gotten so far askew from what the original meaning of the flag is. And I can think of, you know, other than the hoopla over Trump and all of that nonsense from yesterday, because that's what I think it is, just foolishness, nonsense. It doesn't get the country ahead. Anyway, one of the big problems that we have in our country today, thanks to the Biden administration, well, it isn't. It's currently thanks to the Biden administration. And I say that, you know, people say, well, you're blaming Biden for this. Isn't so much blame. It's being aware of how things have changed. And I think you'd have to be really dull not to have made the obvious decision that the problems at the border are worse now than they were 4 years ago. That's something you can give to Trump. And that is something, for whatever the reason, how it is that good, solid Americans who think things through clearly think that it's okay to let torrents of people, hundreds of thousands of people, just wander into our country. How do you think that? What is there about it that you think is right or good? Yeah, we are the bright light on the hill, and it is a great place for people to come get away from some of the problems that they have in their own country that are a lot worse than what they have here. But by coming here the way you are, you're creating more problems for us. And that's not really what you're supposed to be doing. You want to come here? You come with a solution to a problem. What can you fix? Why should we let you into our country? Now, there are those who are trying, for whatever the reason, to make financial gain out of all of this by helping people come into the country, the human traffickers, and what that involves. Oftentimes now you find out that there's force involved, there's fraud involved, there's coercion involved to get some of these people in, and the labor, sex, that sort of thing. There are lots of men and women who come into our country. And it's not only, by the way, here. It's all around the world. There are plenty of problems with it here in our country, but there also are lots of problems with it all over the world and the violence associated with it and the way people's lives are manipulated. And, you know, the fact that when the coyotes bring the folks across the border here, they promise them they're going to be well-paying jobs just waiting for you. All you have to do is show up. You know what? That's crazy. It's like thinking that you could have a romantic relationship with somebody. Okay, go across the border. There are lots of American men who will be happy to have you as their partner. Who believes that? But at any rate, there are a lot of easy targets. We have no idea how bad it is. And that's the thing about America. There are a lot of people who have a tough time in our country for whatever the reason. Things aren't fair. Things aren't just. Things aren't being done well for everybody. That's something we continue to seek and to search for. But we need to take care of ourselves before we take care of others. So as a result of that, when you look at the numbers especially, there are like 28 million people around the world who are subject to human trafficking as I'm speaking to you right now. The crime occurs in every state of our country, every country around the world. And one of the things that is a focus is how some of these people are being transported, literally and figuratively. And it's simple, frankly. Our roadways have become highways for this problem. That's the bottom line. And so here's Akeem Ture with some information that you ought to think about when it comes to human trafficking awareness.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
You've never had anything like Kentucky Fried Chicken's new chicken nuggets. They're so good, you'll hear a random choir singing every time you open the box. Don't believe me? Just listen. Box open.
KFC. Chicken nuggets. KFC.
Box close. Open.
KFC.
Close. Can we get a remix? Order KFC's new chicken nuggets on the KFC app today. That's the thing looking good. Prices and participation may vary.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitran.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, this isn't Babbel. A couple of children suffered what was described as burn-like injuries after playing on slides that had been doused with acid.
Right?
In Longmeadow, Massachusetts. What the hell is
How
the matter
sick?
With people? Sick isn't even the right word for it. These people should be found, tried, and put in jail for the rest of their lives. Messing with children like that. Good God. Imagine, parents. Think about that, parents. We can't even bring our kids to a park? I was in a park in New York yesterday with my grandson and my son. And then I look at this and I think, my God. Oy. All right, more food for thought here on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour at the moment.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour again already. Do you know how many times this today we've been at 23 past the hour? Good heavens, and we're here again with social media in our focus. Garth Brooks is all over the place. He's got a new Nashville bar and social folks. Garth Brooks is one of the most popular entertainers in America, if not in the world, frankly. And he's done something that's fairly controversial, or at least it seems. Let's see how this is one of those things that gets shaken and stirred, if you know what I mean. Right after this, we'll tell you the story of the controversy he's involved in.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I like this song, frankly. You like it, Jay?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, so Garth Brooks has a bar in Nashville, and he said that he's going to sell Bud Light in the bar. Good for him. This controversy is not keeping him from selling Bud Light. This is from the same group or mindset. You have to all think the way we do or you're wrong. We're going to shut you down.
Well,
now,
yes, and there are a lot of places that have stopped selling Bud Light over the social media partnership.
It's affected the value of the company by $15 billion. 15B with a B, billion. I don't drink beer. I don't, stuff tastes like drinking salt water as far as I'm concerned. But this whole business about the backlash that came because of its influence, the partnership it had with Dylan Mulvaney, I still don't know anything about the guy. I just know when I see something like this and people just jump onto the bandwagon without really knowing what the issue is. By the way, the name of the bar is Friends in Low Places. That's what it's called.
Yeah, Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk.
Right.
And it's on the iconic Lower Broadway in Nashville. But a lot for everybody who has been boycotting any place over the social media partnership with trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney, they really did not like this. They did not like this. And so a lot of places have stopped selling it. And
why?
Garth, he's... Because of the backlash. Because of the backlash and people wanting to
boycott. But why is there backlash?
Because people don't like trans communities.
Ah. Okay, so if you're a good patriotic American and you're a Republican, then you can't like people who are trans. Is that basically it?
Well, when I first saw this on social media, I didn't have the audio on. I only saw the video. And I thought that she was a Real Housewife. I thought it was some, like, one of the Real Housewife franchise people doing this. And I didn't even know what it was about. I'm like, okay, she's drinking beer. What's the point? And then I started to see all of this in the news. And I went back to the video and actually turned the audio on. And I was like, oh. And it's just, it's one of those things. And that's why Garth Brooks is like, look, if you have a problem with this and you don't want to attend an establishment that's selling Bud Light, then don't. There are plenty of other places that are great places that you will have so much fun going to. Don't feel like you have to come here, and it's okay if you don't.
Yep. So enough of this. The only thing where I'm on the people who are concerned about 10, 12, 13-year-olds who are being told they ought to think about their sexuality, that's where I draw the line. But this other stuff, come on, let's grow up. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is lashing out at President Biden and the Department of Justice, speaking to supporters at his New Jersey golf club last night.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
A trial date for the man accused of breaking into then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her 82-year-old husband with a hammer could be set today. Lawyers will be back in court today to set a date for David DePapp, who's pleaded not guilty to charges including attempted murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want...
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have a good day, Derek.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
The hour here on the ever-loving Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. People want to follow what's going on. They want to have discussion about what's happening with the big news of the day, right? A lot of angry people. I thought it was very interesting the number of people who are upset with the new pride policy that Starbucks has or doesn't have. Apparently, this is another one of the social media misfits who starts a rumor about something that is completely not true. Apparently, somebody started a rumor that workers at Starbucks were told to put up LGBTQ pride decorations this year. And the people that run the corporation say no such thing. apparently some workers in some stores decided on their own to do that. And the people coming into the store that didn't like it, blame it on corporate. And here we go again. Misinformation on top of misinformation on top of misinformation.
Yeah. It's like he said, she said, they said. Well, some workers put up Pride decorations. They were told to remove it because of union policies.
Yeah.
And then corporate Starbucks is denying any union policies. So then it begs the question, is it each chain's, each location's ownership?
Yeah. It's a non-argument. The fact that today is Flag Day. And I'm trying to help people understand more about, I find I'm learning too. Every time you dig around in this stuff, you and I both learn along with the audience because something new always pops up. And it isn't just about the flag of the United States of America. Every state has a flag as well. So I thought it would be fun just for the heck of it to ask a few questions about some of the state flags. For example, Jay, which state's flag features the Ursa Major constellation? Is it Alaska? Is it Hawaii? Is it California? Or is it Utah? Want to take a guess?
Isn't it Alaska?
It is not. It is California. All right. The flag of Alaska was, it was Alaska. I picked California. So, I was wrong. Yes, it is. That's good about you. Yeah. All right. Who is the only president to be featured on a state flag?
I don't know. I would say nobody. Is this a trick question?
No, it isn't actually. Illinois, even though it's called the Land of Lincoln, has a picture, or it has a an image of George Washington in the state flag. How about that? What animal is found on the Wisconsin state flag? Is it a deer, a possum, a lizard, or a badger? What do you think?
It's a deer, right? No, it's a badger.
No, it's a badger. Correctamundo. All right, let's see here. Which state's flag features Britain's Union Jack in its design? That's an interesting question.
It has to be one of the states that the original 13 colonies, somewhere in New England.
Nope, you couldn't be further from the truth on that one. It's
further
Hawaii.
Or farther?
Farther and further. It is Hawaii.
Hawaii. Interesting.
Yep. Arizona's flag represents the state being the largest producer of what? Corn, copper, cacti, or wine?
Cacti?
That's the one I chose, but I wasn't right.
Oh, what is it?
Copper. Big copper mines there.
Oh, okay.
Big copper mines, yep. What makes Oregon's flag unique among state flags? It has one color. It changes every 4 years. It has designs on both sides. It's square.
I don't think I ever noticed that.
It has designs on both sides. How about that, those of you up there? What flower is featured on Mississippi's new state flag? Is it the magnolia, the daylily, the aster, or the toad flax?
Magnolia.
That is correct, Amundo. Let's see. Is this fun or not? What does the white part of the Colorado state flag represent? A, the U.S. flag. B, reflection on a lake. C, the state bird. D, snow-capped mountains.
Snow-capped mountains.
Yes, that is correct. I feel like this is Jeopardy. Right, only in
reverse. Oh, do I need to answer in the form of a question?
No, but one thing that I wish that... Did you guys talk about Pat Sajak retiring yesterday?
We did. The end of an era, because he was the last one standing still.
Yeah.
Bob Barker retired long ago, it feels like.
Yeah, right.
Alex Trebek is no longer with us.
Yeah. So, it's... and you think about some of the other early... Ed McMahon hosted a couple of game shows early on. There were a lot of... There were men... And no women, but there were men. There were probably a dozen men who were game show hosts. That's what their stock and trade was. And they would go from one television game show to another. And there were a half a dozen Well, maybe, no, I guess there are more. Some of them, like Wink Martindale, did two or three different shows. A lot of them were L.A. radio personalities who then got themselves involved because, after radio, what do? You do a game show on TV. I was considered for that at one point. And, you know, I have no regrets, although there are times when I think to myself, you know, it would have been kind of fun. When they started the Game Show Network, are you familiar with that?
A lot of the old game shows.
But they have some of the...
Big Bucks, no whammies.
Yeah, that was it. Yep, yeah. Anyway, so that was something that I don't know. You think about it, you do what you do, and you make decisions, and so were they the right decisions? Probably, in terms of my lifestyle, yeah, it was the best decision. But I kind of miss the... I wouldn't have it now, unless there was some, you know, on some old network. A game show for old-timers. Maybe I could do that. All right, 41 after the hour. Discover what you love by going to omahasteaks.com. There are all kinds of entrees, and you get $30 off your first order. Basically, the welcome price is $99.99 for you to enjoy this special deal for Father's Day. You still have time to get in on it, but the time, obviously, because today is Wednesday, you got to be careful. You got to move now while you're thinking about it. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code Doug, no, 30 Doug, excuse me, I was going to do it backwards, 30-D-O-U-G, and you get this $99.99 special with the fillets, the chicken breasts, the pork chops, the franks, the desserts, yum, and 8 free Omaha steak burgers. Again, $99.99. That's what you pay. And then you look around at the other things that are in the omahasteaks.com catalog. What great variety. What mouth-watering packages. What a great way for you to tell your father you're really special. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG when you place your order. It's $99.99 for all those goodies at omahasteaks.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com. So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
43 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for a visit with my good friend Uri Geller, who resides in Israel. The philosophy that Uri has espoused all his life was to help people, to be helpful, to motivate people, to get people going. And he very easily was, he defined the way you can help yourself and others by using your mind in so many different ways. Some people have called him a psychic. I don't know, whatever it is. I'm not sure that I ever come up with a good word, and I'm not sure that it's necessary. As far as I'm concerned, the most important word for you and me is friend. So all the other things, you know, go, there are pieces of the pie here. What do you make, Uri, of all of the attention today, again, in America, and I expect there probably is some of it in Israel because this story always trails over to Israel, especially all of this Nazi stuff and the fact that there was people that were demonstrating. There were many of them. But, you know, we talk about mind power and how you have trained people to use their mind. I guess that this is an example of mind power being used negatively. It can be used in both directions, right?
Yeah, that's right, Doug. You know, since you brought up the word Nazi, You know that Captain Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth man to walk on the moon, the astronaut with Apollo 14, he decades ago told me that there is somebody very important in NASA that wants to meet me. And I said, fine. He said, very important doctor. I said, okay, who is he? And he says to me, his name is Dr. Wernher von Braun. Mm-hmm. I said, what? Dr. Wernher von Braun wants to meet me? He was a Nazi. I have photographs with Dr. Wernher von Braun. I mean, you can Google it. You'll see him standing with Gestapo officers, friend of Hitler. But because Dr. Wernher von Braun was a rocket genius, Kennedy and the Kennedy's clan decided not to take him to court, but to bring him over to the United States. If you didn't know, I can tell you now clearly that the Americans brought a lot of Nazi doctors and scientists and professors to America. And they were all, you know, somehow indirectly or directly working for the Third Reich.
This is so incredible. Is that the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do under the circumstances? Well, what do you...
You know, Doug, I can tell you this, that if it wasn't for Wernher von Braun, the Americans would have not landed on the moon.
Right.
Wernher von Braun uses genius. He orchestrated the whole moon landing. And this is nothing new that I'm telling you. You can Google Dr. Wernher von Braun. You can put Nazi. You know, the Third Reich was after, you know, it was the Ark of the Covenant. They believed that there are powers, paranormal, supernatural powers out there, and they wanted to harness it, and they basically wanted to weaponize supernatural powers.
And by the way, that's what most of the Indiana Jones movies, are all about that. That's all a thread through all of those movies.
Yeah, you just actually plucked it out of my mind. You read my mind because I was just going to name the film.
Sorry.
Indiana Jones and all that. So it's okay. You're becoming more telepathic than I am. Mm. So, but the new Nazis, the skinheads, if you want to call them so, that is quite extraordinarily terrible. And in some states, and correct me if I'm wrong, they actually allow neo-Nazis to demonstrate and to do certain things.
Because they say it's freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. But Doug, let me ask you this. Is freedom of speech when somebody goes and desecrates an American soldier's grave? I mean, come on. I've seen demonstrators outside graveyards. It's just shocking how much is allowed in the United States. And I wonder what you think about it, you being an American. I'm not an American. But what do you think about this freedom of speech business when it comes to such atrocities? I call it to break down graveyards and the tombstones of fallen soldiers. Tell me.
You know, education is such an important thing, Uri, when it comes to this sort of thing. People understanding what the Nazis or any other fringe group that seems nasty and doesn't have any real right, what right do they have? Well, if you're going to either believe in the words that are in the Constitution about freedom of speech, then people have the right to say what they want to. Do we have to accept it? No, I don't accept that. I accept that we have to allow people to say what's on their minds, but then you have to counter it. You don't lay down, roll over, and say, oh, okay, I accept that. No, you point out where it's wrong. That's part of education as much as anything else. Yeah. An important component to freedom of speech.
We'll continue this conversation because it's massively important next week. Lots of
love
to all of you, especially to the listeners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get to it. Chuck Curry, a lot of things to talk about as usual today with him on Movie Moments on Good Day. Chuck is our movie man. What is that theme and its significance, please, sir?
This day in movie history, Doug, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, opened nationwide June 14th.
Good movie.
91. I remember sitting that in a theater watching. I had a good time. I thought the first act was really good. Third act was really good. Middle act sort of meandered, but overall it was entertaining. Kevin Costner,
yeah,
was Robin Hood. Alan Rickman, I believe Sheriff of Nottingham.
Bad guy.
He was great, yeah, in that movie, coming off his very successful role 3 years earlier as a villain in Die Hard.
But he played good. Costner's
career has really been interesting because he went from, like, character-driven stuff that was very popular, like Field of Dreams, to more action-oriented material, which fed his ego. Like,
wasn't Morgan Freeman in that version? That, Morgan Freeman.
It was Christian Slater who was good in the movie too.
Yeah.
Mary Elizabeth Mastantonio.
Yep, she
who was in the Abyss of Scars. A very good actress. Who's a female lead. She was good too.
Yeah. Yes, right.
And that's great score, by the way. I could listen to that all day.
Really?
I haven't heard that in a long time.
You won't mind if I don't want to listen to it anymore. Here, you can listen to it after you're off the air.
Jeez.
All right. There's a lot of discussion about the creation of new movies with the help of AI using something called stem separation, whatever the heck that is.
Explain it to me.
Well, it's used to isolate images from old movies. And so they take the images of, let's say, Peter Jackson's movie about the Beatles, and they recreate new music and new images based on the old music and the old images.
I'm fine with that.
You are?
Yeah, to a certain extent, I think that's, listen, if let's just say hypothetically, which they could, they wanted to make a movie that starred John Wayne, right?
Yeah.
I think as a novelty item, I think it's fun. If you do it every movie, I would be against it. But I think if you use it sporadically, I don't have,
okay, let's take John Wayne as an example. Interesting. Because I'm reading a book about John Wayne's life at the moment, and some of his friends and the people who were in the movies were all his friends. Paul Fix, Richard Boone, Ward Bond, all of these guys who were great Western character actors. So we're talking about recreating not only John Wayne, but all those other guys too. And if you take those images and recreate them, don't you have to pay the family?
Probably.
So what's the benefit if you got to pay John Wayne's estate or these other people? What's the benefit?
Listen, I don't know if there'd be a market for it. I have no idea. I just think it's a novelty idea. I think it's an interesting thing to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the ability to do a lot of different things. I think some of it has not been perfected. I think CGI is hit or miss. I think CGI is really good in some films, not so great in others. I go back. I thought matte paintings worked. If you look at a movie like Earthquake in 1974, and a lot of these effects in the background were done with matte paintings, I think it holds up beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Practical effects, which takes a lot more time in a movie like John Carpenter's The Thing. There's some of the best practical effects of all time. That stuff is really cool, but it takes a long time. So studios always look to cut to the chase, how they do it quicker, and computers are the quickest way to do a lot of different things now in film because the scope has gotten bigger and bigger. Now, speaking of scope, The Flash opens tomorrow night. It is tracking at a $70 million opening weekend, $155 million worldwide. I got to tell you, I believe this will be much higher. Wonder Woman was tracking when that was released like 5 years ago, $65 million, wound up doing 103. I just think a movie that's gotten, for the most part, good reviews, great exit polls, Michael Keaton back as Batman, is going to do better than this number is showing.
Be interesting to see. So it's next week that Indiana Jones comes out, right?
Well, the 30th.
The 30th, okay. The promotion, Harrison Ford's going around, and somebody asked him what he would do if he encountered a Nazi. What does Indiana Jones do? And he said he'd be the first to punch him in the face. And that's gotten a lot of buzz, as you can imagine. John Amos, speaking of buzz, the actor John Amos has been, apparently the rumor started that he was sick and he was dying and he was in the ICU, and he says, I was never fighting in my life. I was never in an ICU. Somebody even went so far as to start a GoFundMe page for him.
Really?
To try to take care of his medical expenses, of which he has none. How does this stuff get started? Isn't it amazing?
It gets started and gets fueled.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow morning on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.